Despite a chilly, rainy election day following an 11th-hour barrage of negative ads, Democratic challenger Gavin Buckley scored a stunning defeat of Annapolis Republican Mayor Mike Pantelides. WYPR's Karen Hostler has been following the race. She's on the line now. Karen, this contest began on a positive note with a debate centering on the pace of change in the 300-year-old capital city. What happened?
Well, over the last couple of weeks, there's been just a flood of mailers all attacking Buckley. They started by making fun of his Australian background and his offhand suggestion of putting a Ferris wheel at the city dock. They went on to attack his vision of removing cars from downtown and imposing a sales tax to pay for a convention center. And finally, just a few days ago, came a list of legal judgments purportedly related to his businesses that were labeled a troubling pattern of financial shenanigans. After Pantelides called Buckley last night to concede, less than an hour after the polls closed, the challenger managed to make a joke of it. Here he is.
I want to thank him for a great race that he ran. We were always civil to each other. It got a little weird in the end. You know? In Australia, the more they insult you, the more they like you. So I figured those guys must love me. Yeah.
So there were a lot of anti-Buckley mailers sent out in the days before the election. Were these mailers sponsored by Pantelides?
Well, some were, but the meanest were sponsored by a political action committee formed just 2 weeks ago by a Republican critic of Buckley. It started out with an $8,000 debt for printing costs, but we don't know yet where the money's coming from. The PAC was created by a longtime city resident who said he was alarmed at some of Buckley's proposals, like running a trolley down Main Street. But yesterday's powerful voter turnout and a nearly 2-1 victory for Buckley suggest that the ad campaign may have backfired.
So Pantelides heading out, Buckley coming in. Should we expect a lot of change in Annapolis?
I think we can expect a less cautious, more innovative approach than was taken by Pantelides, who was only 30 when he won the job 4 years ago, thanks to a split in the ranks of the majority party Democrats. Buckley, who is 20 years older, said he wants to learn from progressive mayors around the country, in part because he says local elections may help heal some of our partisan divide. Here's what he said last night.
It is going to be local electorates that fight for the environment, that fight for the arts, that fight for other people, because we are all neighbours. And on a local election, the partisan stuff doesn't matter.
In a telling gesture, Buckley's fans responded quickly last night when he jokingly referred to the Ferris wheel fearmongers.
Build a wheel, build a wheel, build a wheel, build a wheel.
So, maybe it's not such a bad idea.
Karen Hostler's been following the Annapolis mayoral race. Now over, Gavin Buckley has won. Karen, thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.